الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, upon his family and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is his last and final Prophet and Messenger. In a long hadith of which is known as Hadith Qudsi, in the Hadith of Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ report that Allah says that. So if any Hadith says that Allah says that, that Hadith is called Hadith Qudsi, and it is very important. I should pay attention to that because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is saying that. So in this long Hadith, I just want to use one statement that is mentioned there, that Allah says, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. Wa ana aghfiru al-zunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. Allah is saying, O my servants, O human beings, you make mistakes night and day. And I forgive all the sins. So ask me for forgiveness, and I will forgive you. I shall forgive you. A beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and kindness to say that I will forgive you all your sins. We human beings make mistakes. We human beings sometimes make major mistakes, sins. And sometimes we make mistakes because of ignorance, because of forgetfulness, and sometimes because of the influence of shaitan, even knowingly make mistakes. And there is no one, no human being who can say, I have never committed any mistake, except the prophets of Allah, except the messengers of Allah. Messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were a human being, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them. They were called ma'asumeen, those who are saved and protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, all of us, all human beings, we have mistakes, lot of mistakes. Some of them are major mistakes, some of them are minor mistakes. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's graciousness that He forgives. And He does not hold accountable immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fatir, وَلَوْ يُؤَخْذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَ مِنْ دَبَّةِ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. If Allah were to seize people, to hold them accountable for everything that they do, will not leave a single person on the face of this earth. مَا ظَهَرَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَ مِنْ دَبَّةِ. He will destroy everyone if Allah wants to hold everybody accountable. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. But Allah gives them time. Allah gives them reprieve, respite, so that they may come back to Allah, they may repent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah that Allah is a judge. Allah is severe in punishment, shadidul iqab. But also many times it is mentioned that Allah is also ghafoor. That is the whole surah, surah number 40, called Surah Ghafir. Ghafir means the one who forgives, forgiver. And Allah is Ghafoor, the one who is the most forgiving. And Ghaffar, the one who is ever forgiving. So you have Ghafir, Ghafoor, and Ghaffar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also mentioned Afu. Afu is the one who wipes away the sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also mentioned Al-Halim. Halim is the forbearing, the one who is very patient one, who does not react in anger immediately when he sees something wrong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives time, Al-Halim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is At-Tawwab, the one who accepts the Tawbah. And of course, Allah's name, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, is mentioned many times in the Quran. The most merciful, the most compassionate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, merciful, kind, accept the tawbah, and it is for the human beings to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusim la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a, wa anibu ila rabbikum wasallu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, Allah is speaking to all human beings, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not despair the mercy of Allah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. But turn to your Lord and submit yourself to Him. Before the day comes and after that there will be no repentance. The time of repentance is here. And that is until the gharghara. Until the breath is coming out from your throat, and that will be the last moment. Tawbah is possible at any time. Bab at-tawbati maftuh. The door of tawbah is wide open, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to accept people who come that. So you have every day in your five daily prayers, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Especially our Prophet ﷺ used to, between the two sajdas. You make one sajda and then you sit down for a short while and then you make second sajda. Between the two sajdas, there is dua that is mentioned. He used to say, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli. That's Rasulullah ﷺ taught us this dua. Oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me. Or there is another dua, Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdani, wajburni, wasturni, wa'afini, warhamni. Warfani. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me. Oh Allah, cover my mistakes. Oh Allah, put together my brokenness. Ujburni. I'm broken. put me together. Oh Allah, aafini, keep me safe, have mercy upon me, and elevate me. So you ask Allah all the time. It's very beautiful. In every salat, in every rak'ah, you can do that. Between the two sajdat, the dua. If you don't know all the long dua, you can say, Allahumma ighfirli, Allahumma ighfirli, Allahumma ighfirli. So this dua. And then especially the time, you have the Tahajjud prayer, which is a very beautiful time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His own majesty and His glory comes towards the first heaven, in as-samai dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is there anyone who will ask, who repent and I accept his repentance? Is there anyone who asks forgiveness and I forgive him? Is there anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on repeating that. Is there anyone who do that? Hal min mustaghfirin fa aghfir Allah? Is there anyone who says, astaghfirullah, and I say, yes, ghafartu laka, ya abdi. I have forgiven you. So possibilities are there, plenty of possibilities, if people can use that. Because then when time will come after that, then you will not have time to say, then you will regret. And you say, Rabbi Ja'un, my Lord, give me a time to go back. Kalla. No, it's not possible. Now you cannot go back. So time is here, and Allah is very forgiving, Allah is very merciful, Allah is very gracious, very kind, and we should have that istighfar. In salat or after salat or before salat, during the daytime, say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And this takes away a lot of problems, it takes away a lot of worries. You know, the world is now full of worries, a lot of difficulties are there going on in the world. And the best thing is, of course, you make your effort, you make your plan, but the first thing is turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ighfirli. Because a lot of things happen because of the mistakes of the people. And people have to realize that. Sometimes we know, sometimes we don't know. Allahumma ighfirli ma qaddamtu ma akhart, ma asrartu ma alantu, wa ma alimtu wa ma anta alamu bhi minni. Allah, forgive me whatever I did in the past, what I did later, what I did openly, what I did secretly, what I know and what I do not know, and you know more than me. Sometimes we make mistakes, we don't even know that we are making mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives that chance. And it's very important to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawbah is important. And when there is sincere tawbah, the istighfar becomes very effective. Istighfar really becomes that. If somebody is committing a sin, committing a mistake, so it is something ridiculous. They're committing a mistake and saying, Allahumma ighfirli. Doing the same thing, saying, Allahumma ighfirli, Allah forgive me. So one should not play and make a joke with that. That is going against the will of Allah, against the command of Allah, and then saying, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. No, one should stop that. Anibu ila rabbikum, astaghfirullah. Say, istighfar, turn towards your Lord. So ask Allah, stop doing the wrong thing, and then you say, I'm sorry, I committed the mistake, I'm not going to do that, oh Allah forgive me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take that, yes, this is serious. So take this thing seriously, repent. And one thing that we often do not remember, and that is, forgiveness in Islam is not only divine, forgiveness is also human. The meaning is, it's not only Allah who forgives, we also should forgive. We should forgive each other. It is very important to do that we should forgive each other. And Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا مَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Those who are patient and those who forgive, indeed this is an act of great resolution. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ. غَفَرَ is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghaffar is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for human beings, Allah use that. غَفَرَ. You do the maghfirah. You do the ghufran. And Allah will accept that. So forgive each other. Yet, oh Allah, forgive me as I forgive those who do wrong to me. it is that people who do wrong to me, I forgive, then I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me also. And there is a very beautiful story that is mentioned in the Quran. I mean, it's a sad story, but there are many beautiful lessons that we can learn from this story. The story is that some of the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they accused his wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they had made a slander against her. It's called ifk, waqi'atul ifk, slander. A rumor they spread against her, and they accused her of serious sin. And these were the munafiqeen, because munafiqeen always try to do that. They tried to assassinate the Prophet's wife, and in this way indirectly wanted to attack the Prophet ﷺ himself. So, and unfortunately, some simple-minded, innocent, but simple-minded Muslims also, they were affected, they were influenced by that slander, and they got involved into it. And one of the people who got involved into that is known Mistah ibn Athatha. Mistah ibn Athatha was the nephew of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was his khalu, his maternal uncle. And he was a poor man, so Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to help him financially. Regularly he used to help him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu very quietly used to give him something. And when he heard that Mistah was also involved in spreading this rumor and spreading this slander, he became very angry, obviously. Naturally he got angry because he was doing that to his daughter, the wife of the Prophet, but it was also his daughter. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was very angry. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "By Allah, I'm not going to help him anymore. I'm not going to give him anything." This is the father, but upset because his daughter is accused, abused by this person who was receiving regularly the help from her father. So he swore, he said, "By Allah, I'm not going to help him." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, Mistah was not a bad man. He participated in the Battle of Badr. He was a great Sahabi, but he got just foolishness. Human being commit mistake. So he was involved in that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. But at the same time, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the Quran, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَىٰ أَنْ يُؤْتِي أُولِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. Let not those of you who have bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have good means, you not make an oath that you are not going to help your relatives. And yu'tu ulul qurba. And then Allah, the ayah says, Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Don't you like that Allah forgive you? Don't you like that Allah forgive you? That means forgive him because don't you like that Allah forgive you? So if somebody does wrong to you and you forgive him, think about that. Allah, I want Allah to forgive me my mistakes. I have done a lot of mistakes. And Allah want to forgive, I want that Allah love, I love that Allah forgive my mistakes. So you forgive others. Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. And it is mentioned that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu started crying. And he came out and he loudly said, "I love that Allah forgive me, and I have forgiven him, and I will continue to help him, but actually I will increase his stipend." Allah, that is the way of the Sahaba. He says, not only that I'm going to give him, but also I will give more than I used to give. So that is the way that we should do that. Of course, Islam emphasizes judgment. Islam emphasizes punishment of wrongdoers. Mr. Ibn Asasa was punished for the slander. But at the same time, because of his tawbah, he was forgiven as well. And so in Islam, there is justice, but at the same time, there is forgiveness, and there is compassion and kindness. And it's very much emphasized that people should forgive each other. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to have blessings upon us and remove all the mistakes and all the problems and the difficulties that we and the humanity are facing. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that Nuh alayhi salam said فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. And he said that I told my people that seek forgiveness from Allah. Allah is the most forgiving, and He will send rain upon you. He will send rain upon you. استغفر ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, your children will survive and live together, and you will have gardens and you will have rivers and you will have all of these things. This is to do istighfar. So how much more we should do istighfar at this time? Because 3 million acres of land has already been burned. These fires that are going on, horrible fires, did not happen for a long time. It's still going on. And you can see that ashes all over, and the sky is red. This is a terrible scene. So we should not pass by that, but we should rather pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make istighfar and ask us that Allah remove this, and Allah bring down rain upon us. I mean, believers are those who, wherever they are, their presence is a rahmah for the people among whom they live. Because we owe the ummah of rahmatul lil alameen. So, inshallah, our presence will bring rahmah upon others as well, inshallah, upon us as well as upon others. So, we should do more often in this dua, we call the dua al-istisqa, or salatul istisqa, make prayer, 2 rak'ah, and then after that dua, or in Ramadan, on Friday, you can do that during the khutbah, make a dua. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us rain. Allahumma asqina ghaysan mughisan maliyan nafi'an ghayra dar. Allahumma asqina ya Allah ajilan ghayra ajil. Allahumma asqi ibadak wa bahaimak wa anshur rahmatak wa hi baladak al-mayyid. Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma jallilna sahaban kathiban sajlan. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, Allahumma asqina غيثا مغيثا مريعا غدقا مجللا عاما طبقا صحا دائما. اللهم أسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين. اللهم إن بالعباد والبلاد والبهائم والخلق من اللأوى والجهد والضنك ما لا نشكه إلا إليك. اللهم أنبت لنا الزرع وأدل لنا الضرع وأسقنا من بركات السماء وأنبت لنا من بركات الأرض. اللهم ارفع عنا الجهد واكشف عنا من البلاء ما لا يكشفه غيرك. اللهم إنا نستغفرك إنك كنت غفارا فأرسل السماء علينا مدرارا. اللهم أسقنا غيثا مغيثا هنيئا مريئا غطقا مجللا صحا طبقا عاما نافعا غير ضار. تحيي به البلاد وتغيث العباد وتجعله يا رب ببلاغا للحاذر والباد. اللهم أنبت لنا الزرع وأدر لنا الضرع وأسقنا من بركاته. اللهم أسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين. اللهم أسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين. اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أسقنا يا الله. اللهم أسقنا غيثا مغيثا مليئا غدقا يا الله. رب خذ ورحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم أسقنا غيثا نافعا غير ضار. والله give us the rain. والله give us the water. والله give us the water that is beneficial, not the harmful one. والله give water to your human servants as well as to the animals, all of them, everyone. O Allah, spread out your mercy upon us and make this earth that is dead alive. O Allah, remove our difficulties, our pain, our problems. O Allah, keep us on the right path. O Allah, bless us. Have mercy upon us. رَبِّ خِلْ وَرْحَمُ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا. We pray to Allah سبحانه وتعالى to bless some people who are not well. And may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless Brother Ayaz Kalimullah, the one who had the bookstore, is not well. Brother Faridi family, make dua for them. And also Brother Suleiman Ahmed, may Allah give them shifa. May Allah shifa him, ya Allah. Allahumma shifa him shifa and ajilan wa kamilan. Also some people passed away, make dua maghfira for them. Muhammad Rizqi and Hussam Batal, Zuhra Abu Bakr, Farooq Kareem, and Sister Bishai Abu Noor. Abu Noor, may Allah, Abu Nasr, may Allah bless her. Bless all of them. May Allah give them the place in Jannah. Give patience to their family. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ
اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللهم اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
استووا استقيموا